proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. I want to welcome you to today's program. And first of all, I would like to welcome with each of you a very happy and blessed New Year. Many people at this time make their New Year's resolutions. Some of these resolutions may be for their diet, vacation plans, or perhaps finding a new hobby. But for many believers in Jesus, one common New Year's resolution is reading the Bible in the year. As with many New Year's resolutions, they begin with a good start and then start to peter out after a while. However, disciplines such as Bible reading are essential to the life of the believer. If you end up missing a day or two, don't despair. Just pick it up again. Keep on reading. On today's program, let's look at a discipline that can be very helpful to you as you read the Word of God this year. From time to time, I find myself counseling people regarding different issues in their lives. Some people struggle with anger, others with lust, or maybe some other issue. Perhaps the underlying struggle is unbelief. While we battle with the flesh, God has given us the victory through Jesus the Messiah. When we are saved from the penalty of sin, the power of sin, and one day the future presence of sin. And that will be glory when we get to heaven. But one question often comes to my mind. How do we live the Christian life? The Christian life is a life of faith. But in practical matters, I've told my congregation, read your Bible, pray every day, and then obey. These basics are essential in living for the Lord. So often when people are doubting, struggling with sin, or wondering what God's will for their life is, I usually ask them how their devotional life is going. Most likely these believers are spending little to no quality time with the Lord. In God's Word, we gain our understanding of who God is, yet many people say they have a hard time finding God. During my freshman year in Bible college, I remember one of my professors having us fill out a chart called A Biography of God. We were given selected passages from the book of Psalms to read. As we read, we had to write down the names and descriptions of God as we found them in the passages. At the time, I really didn't understand the reason of this, but over the years, I have really grown to appreciate this exercise. Now, I want to challenge you to take your Bible and highlight the names of God in the Psalms, or take a notepad and write down the names and descriptions you find about God. This practice is great for a new believer, and even more for a mature believer. We continually need to be reminded of who God is, especially when going through difficult times. If you have a moment, let us go through a psalm and illustrate this exercise. Now open your Bible to the book of Psalm, chapter 62. This psalm is really a psalm of confidence. One of our goals in creating a biography of God is to build our confidence in our relationship with God. God is a God in whom we can trust. His word is trustworthy. So let's look at an example in this passage found in verse 2. When the Bible says here, He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. Now here's a question for you as you begin this exercise. What are the names of God here in this verse? Okay, write down or highlight as you see them. We see here in verse 2, God is my rock, my salvation, and my defense. Here you have three names about God or describing a little bit about God and his characteristics. Now, let's move on a little bit farther in verse 7. In verse 7, God is called my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength and my refuge. Here we have a few more names and descriptions about who God is. Now, these are just a few of the precious names and description of God found in the Psalms. I'm sure you can go through other Psalms as well and find something very similar as well. But as you read through the Bible this year, and especially in looking at the Psalms as we did just now, your view of God will be enhanced by His Word as you write out your biography of God. This has been a blessing to me in my walk with the Lord and helps me understand a little better concerning the bigger picture of who God is and His involvement in our lives. As the saying goes, many people know about God, but few people really know Him. As you read the Word, pray for the Holy Spirit's help and understanding as promised in the book of John. Now I trust this program has been a blessing to you today, my friend. Enjoy your study of the biography of God and your reading of His Word, and I'm sure you'll be glad you did. And I pray as we begin this new year, let us be committed to the God of the Word and the Word of God in our lives. It is central, definitely, in our walk with Him. Hope this has been encouragement to you today. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.